Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
Now, News Talk is coming together with local businesses and communities right across the country to champion green. That being local Irish businesses that need our support now more than ever. One such example is the Little Cinema in Galway. We're joined by co-founder Kenny Gahan. Good afternoon, Kenny.
Sean, how are you? How are you keeping?
Could you describe to us, what does the Little Cinema do?
So the Little Cinema, it could be described as like an open mic for filmmakers. So where, like, say, if a comedian wants to be a better stand-up comedian, they can go to an open mic and practice. Same for a musician, but for filmmakers, there isn't really many places for them to make stuff and test their filmmaking abilities or their storytelling abilities. So it's a place for them to make stuff, have a bit of fun, and to meet other filmmakers and collaborate.
Right. Okay. And so before COVID, you would run these nights in the Roisin Dove.
Yeah, exactly. It would be once a month. We used to be the last Wednesday of the month in the Roisin Dove, and we'd screen films. The only rules we had for screenings is that the filmmakers need to make films under 10 minutes in length. They could be a documentary, could be a comedy sketch, could be a music video, anything, but then they need to be at the screening to introduce it on stage as well.
Right.
To have that kind of a personal feel.
Okay, well, and obviously since the lockdown, that stopped. Have you managed to maybe do this in an online incarnation or anything?
Yeah, we started to do some live streams. So we did our fourth one last night. And the idea was, because there's a few people saying to me, would you do any live streams? But I was thinking that, I don't know if it would work just streaming films which are made previously, which have no context to the lockdown. So we started to do live streams where we did a call out for people to make films during the lockdown period. And so we've screened films over the last 4 months made by filmmakers, which have been made during the lockdown period. And so comedy sketches, music videos, documentaries. There's like over 70 films made in the last 4 months by people which we've screened.
Crikey, I'm surprised by that number, because I would have thought there might have been a reduction in the amount of production going on.
Yeah, it's amazing. The amount of stuff which has been made is fantastic, and it's been great to see, because there's filmmakers who are making films with their kids as well. So people who would have made a lot of films for Little Cinema have then gotten involved with their kids making stuff. So we had like Joseph Palmer making a really cool action adventure with his sons, and Johnny Graham making a film with his family in his house, and Colin Warner making a film with Eco Warner, his daughter, and lots of stuff getting made which wouldn't otherwise have been made.
And I take it then that you have a mixture then of people who, you know, would know how to fill out a form for Screen Ireland, and other people who have just decided to do it almost as a hobby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we try to keep it as free to enter as possible. So whether it's your first time picking up a camera or whether you're a professional filmmaker, everyone's welcome. And we don't have a curation process where we say that's not good enough, we won't show that. If you make a film and give it to us, we will screen it, or do our best to screen it.
Right. Okay.
So it's a good place for filmmakers to also see other filmmakers what to do, and to learn from other filmmakers, and to make contacts and say, I love your writing, or I love your cinematography, I'd like to work with you. You know, so it's a good place for starting out filmmakers to kind of to find their tribe and to meet other filmmakers.
And I suppose now getting back to doing that in the real world, do you have any idea when that might happen?
I'm not really sure. The Roisin Dove will close at the moment, but even if we did have a live screening at the end of the month, I'm not sure whether people would be keen on going until they know for sure that it's safe to go. So there's no decisions made yet. We may do another live stream, a couple of live streams, but we haven't really decided yet. We've been doing the live streams with the company Unbound Media in Galway, because I did a shout out 4 months ago saying I might do some live streams, just think it would be a nice and easy thing to do. But turns out it's extremely, extremely difficult. So Adrian Conway came aboard saying he's got experience in it, and Ray Grady and Dave O'Malley, they helped me to do it. So it's been amazing. They've done all the hard work of putting together the live stream, and we use streaming full HD, recording me on a DSLR, and we also have the filmmakers introducing the films via Zoom with us. So we try to keep it as much of a community feel during the live stream also.
Yeah, now, obviously you're not doing this for massive profits or anything, but I suppose when you were doing it in the Roisin Dove, you could charge people a fiver to come along, and that would help pay for it. Now that you're doing it online, is there any way of paying for that? I assume none of these things come necessarily free.
The lads and myself do put in a lot of work into it, a lot of hours go into it to make it look professional, to make it look good. But obviously, you can't be charging online for it. Well, you can, but we don't really want to be doing that. So we just set up a PayPal link for people. So if they're watching the stream and if they want to contribute, they can. If they want to pay like an admission fee or something like that, they're welcome to. But it's not something that's enforced, you know. So people can watch for free if they want, and if they want to contribute, they can. So it's down to people's choice whether they want to or not. But it's more of a love for doing it than it is about a money making thing, anyway.
Yes, of course, yeah. And come the happy day where perhaps people can go back to the Roisin Dove to do this. How could they find out when you might be able to do that again?
They can follow us on all the social media. So on Facebook, it's Little Cinema Galway, and we're on Instagram and Twitter at Little Cinema Galway. And the previous live streams are all available on our Facebook page and also on our YouTube channel as well, the YouTube Little Cinema Galway.
Kenny, wish you the very best of luck for the future. Hopefully you'll be doing this in the real world in the not too distant future. That's Kenny Gaughan there from the Little Cinema in Galway. And if you want to find out more about Champion Green, you can go to newstalk.com/green.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.